America preparing to mark another somber anniversary, the 20th. But in a stunning development this year, 9/11 families asked the president to skip services at Ground Zero, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon, unless he gives them the answers he promised in writing when he was running for president, saying in a statement, "We cannot, in good faith and with veneration to those lost, sick, and injured, welcome the president to our hallowed grounds until he fulfills his commitment."
My dad was on the 17th floor of the South Tower of the World Trade Center.
Brett Eagleson was 15 when he lost his father.
The American people deserve the truth.
The family's appeal comes as a group of lawmakers push for a September 11th Transparency Act.
If information is power, then we must give the 9/11 families access to that information.
They believe the classified documents they're looking for point to Saudi involvement in the attacks. While 15 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia, the 9/11 Commission found no evidence the kingdom directly funded al-Qaeda. As for the president,
he remains committed to that pledge he made during the campaign. Of course, any steps would be taken by the Department of Justice.
The families say that's passing the buck on a promise.
Fighting your own government, it's just, it's heart-wrenching and it's disgusting. And I can't believe that we're having to beg and plead our own government for information that it has on the murder of our loved ones. And 20 years is simply far too long for anyone to wait.
The three previous administrations have all withheld this information, citing national security concerns. Saudi Arabia is being sued for billions of dollars by the families of roughly 2,500 9/11 victims. In New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.